All right, so ever find yourself stuck in customer service limbo? You know, endlessly on hold, explaining the same problem over and over.
Oh, the worst.
It's like a black hole for your time and sanity. But what if AI could actually fix that?
Okay, now that would be something.
That's exactly what we're diving into today. We've got T-Mobile and OpenAI joining forces.
Which, on its own, pretty big news, right?
Huge, but it's what they're building together that's really got people talking.
And for good reason. This isn't just another tech team up. This could completely change how businesses talk to their customers.
We're talking about a potential revolution in customer service driven by AI.
Exactly. And it all centers around this new platform they're developing, IntentCX.
Not just another chatbot, folks. This is next level stuff.
Right. It's designed to understand what you actually mean, not just what you're typing or saying.
It's like it can read your mind, but in a good way.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so different. Most AI customer service systems right now, they're like stuck following those pre-programmed rules, like a decision tree.
You say jump, they say how high? No real understanding.
Exactly. But IntentCX, this is where it gets interesting. It's connected to this massive pool of data from T-Mobile. Think past conversations, network performance, even how you use your T-Mobile services.
So it's learning from like everything.
Everything, and using that to figure out what you need before you even ask.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Give me an example. How would this actually work in the real world?
Okay, so let's say your internet suddenly goes down with IntentCX before you even pick up your phone to complain.
Which, let's be honest, is the first thing most of us do.
Right. But with this, it's already identified the problem. There's an outage in your area, connects it to your account, and maybe even starts troubleshooting before you even know there's an issue.
That's wild. It's like having a tech psychic on call 24/7.
Exactly. And that's just the beginning. Think about those times you're dealing with customer service and you have to jump between like billing and tech support.
Ugh, the worst. It's like they punish you for having multiple questions.
Right, but IntentCX, it can handle that. It remembers all those different threads, keeps track of everything you've discussed. It can even handle multiple languages.
Wait, hold on. Multiple languages? Now that is impressive. Imagine you're traveling, you need help. No more frantically trying to translate your tech issue.
Exactly. And for T-Mobile, it means faster service, happier customers. Their customer service reps are freed up to deal with those really complex cases that actually need a human touch.
It's a win-win. At least that's the idea, right?
Exactly. In fact, even T-Mobile CEO Mike Sievert, he said that this tech could totally revolutionize how customer service is delivered globally.
Okay, that's a pretty bold statement.
It is.
But, with how fast technology moves these days, I can almost see it happening. It might sound like something out of a sci-fi movie right now, but if it works,
It could be huge.
and T-Mobile and OpenAI, they could set a whole new standard for what customer service should be.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting. Because if this works, other companies are going to have to adapt or they'll be left behind. It's like setting a whole new bar for how businesses are supposed to treat their customers, you
Yeah,
know?
right. But okay, there's got to be another side to this. There are always caveats.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about AI. There's practically reading your mind to figure out what you need, right?
Yeah.
That kind of power, it comes with some questions, some big ones. Like, what about all the data it needs to work in the first place?
You took the words right out of my mouth. That was my next thought. This all sounds amazing, but it makes you think about all that personal information
Of course.
feeding this AI, It's a little of
A little Big Brother-ish.
things.
Yeah, no, it's a totally valid concern. And to be fair, they do talk about that in the article. Like, they emphasize privacy and security. Even OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, he addressed it directly, said that customer data won't be used to train their other AI models, like ChatGPT.
Okay, so it's not like they're taking my data and using it to make ChatGPT even like smarter.
Nope. It all stays within T-Mobile, their system.
Okay, that actually is reassuring to hear it directly from them. But how does that work in practice then? Like, is it just my data helping other T-Mobile customers?
It's more nuanced than that. Think of it this way. IntentCX is analyzing your data in real time, but it's not about lumping you in with everyone else. It's more about understanding your unique needs, predicting what issues you might have before they even happen. It's like personalized.
So instead of me being just another data point, I've got my own like AI assistant looking out for me behind the scenes.
Exactly. And because it can use live network data too, it could potentially spot and fix problems before you even realize they're happening.
Hold on. So like I won't even have to call about a dropped call because this thing already caught it.
Exactly.
Okay, see, that's the future I signed up for. No more spending an hour explaining my entire internet history to a chatbot that just doesn't get it. This almost sounds too good to be true. What's the catch? There's got to be a catch.
Well, for one, this is still early days for the technology itself. T-Mobile's aiming to have it fully up and running by 2025, but AI development...
it's unpredictable.
Exactly. There could be hurdles, limitations, things they haven't even anticipated yet.
True, true. And what about, you know, the human element? Some people, they just prefer talking to an actual person, even if it takes longer.
Oh, absolutely. And the article does touch on that. They're not trying to replace human customer service reps entirely. The goal is more to free them up.
Yeah.
From those basic questions, the routine stuff. So they can focus on the really complex cases, the ones that need that human touch, you know.
So more specialized roles then, like a higher level of customer service.
Exactly.
That makes sense. But then that's going to have a huge impact on the people working those jobs now, right?
Potentially, yeah. It might mean retraining, upskilling, focusing on the areas where humans really excel, empathy, critical thinking, that kind of thing. It's one thing to fix a technical glitch. It's another to help someone through a truly frustrating experience.
That's a really good point. It's not just about the technology. It's about how it changes the roles and skills that are even needed in the workforce.
Right.
And this could have a ripple effect beyond just like T-Mobile customer service reps. It could be huge.
Exactly. And that's what's so fascinating about this. This isn't just about one company.
Yeah.
If this tech takes off, it could change things across all sorts of industries.
Yeah.
Healthcare, finance, even government services. The possibilities are kind of mind-blowing. When you think about it.
Okay, so we've talked about the good, the potentially challenging, the wider impact. To bring it back to our listeners for a second, what are the key takeaways here? I feel like I've learned a ton, but let's break it down. So to wrap things up, with IntentCX, we're not just talking about a chatbot, right?
Right.
This is about understanding what you mean, not just like spitting back keywords.
Exactly. It's using all that data we talked about, those interactions, network info, how you use your phone to get ahead of problems before they even happen.
It's like having a crystal ball, but for customer service.
Exactly.
And all that data flying around, they're making a big deal about keeping it private.
Huge deal. OpenAI was very clear about that. Your data stays with T-Mobile, period. It's not going to be used to, like, train some other AI.
Okay, good to hear. But beyond just the tech itself, what's really got me thinking is the potential impact, you know?
Oh, yeah.
This isn't just about making customer service faster or a little bit more efficient. It's a complete shift in how companies talk to us.
Absolutely. It's about being proactive, not reactive. Hmm. Imagine a world where companies can anticipate your needs before you even have to pick up the phone.
Okay, now that is the dream. No more battling those automated phone systems. Just seamless, personalized support. It's exciting. But it also makes you wonder, you know, what happens if this actually works? What happens to customer expectations?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
Will we start to expect this level of service from every company we deal with?
Because let's be honest, once you've had a taste of that kind of service, anything less just feels...
painful.
Exactly. So how do other companies adapt? What happens to the ones that can't keep up? It's a lot to think about.
Definitely.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive.
It went fast.
It did. It did. But hey, big thanks to everyone for joining us as we explored the wild world of IntentCX and this potential revolution in customer service. Until next time, keep those minds curious, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.